We're back. We're here.
It's another 2 week break.
Yeah.
We're doing a bi-monthly podcast, apparently.
We're recording on a Friday.
Yes, a Friday night.
A Friday night.
In my house. In my apartment.
In your his house.
Yeah. Or as I like to call it, the scene of the crime.
There are things all over the place.
Well,
I don't actually think I've seen your dining room table, like, not have a mountain of sweet swag.
Yeah.
It's never clean.
It's never clean.
But the thing is, don't really want it to be clean because everything on the table is awesome.
Yeah, there's a lot of cool shit on there.
I mean, so it's kind of like you walk up and you're like, this fucking mat. And then you see things, you're like, ooh, yeah, that's nice. And then you start picking things out.
You know when you'd go to, like, the museum when you were younger and you could dig in the sand for, like, fake dinosaur bones?
Sure.
That's what the table's like.
Yep.
That's what the table's like.
Agreed.
Covered in sand.
That's what covered in a sandy beach.
But I did say scene of the crime for a specific reason. Ooh. I have a
contagion. What is this?
Yeah. See, Chris is pulling out swag left and right.
Vio light.
He picked up from the movie Contagion, which Chris and I saw last weekend. Both did not care for. What it does is it is a UV disinfectant, and you stick your phone in there, and a UV light cleans it for about 3 minutes.
Really?
And then it shuts off when it's clean. Kills all the germs.
I want my phone to be cleaned.
Yeah. So
I'm going to clean my
phone.
Chris
is going to do that. So there's a story I've been withholding from Chris for...
Wait, what was the scene of the crime?
That's what I'm telling you right now.
Oh, okay.
Last night, I did something I've never done before.
Do I need to leave?
No. I killed a man. So
where is the body?
So why,
and why are we using this UV light?
I started a new job Monday. I'm working very hard. I'm doing the work of like three people.
The Muppets movie.
Yeah.
The Muppets the film.
Yeah. I actually play most of the Muppets, actually. It's a transformative experience.
A raw and visceral piece.
Yeah. And so when I get home, usually I just plop down. I don't leave. I pick up food on the way home and that's it.
Always a decision.
Yeah. But last night I was getting dinner with Jesse, friend of ours, and we were going to watch like one of the new TV shows that was premiering. So I got home, had a little bit of time before he got off work, watched some TV. He called, and then I walked out of my house, left, locked the door, front gate locked, got out to my car, checked my back pocket where I keep my keys, no keys. I had locked my keys in my house.
Okay.
Never done that before.
That's scary.
I've locked my keys in my car.
Landlord. Call box.
That's what I thought I would do. So, but first I decided to call my roommate who was not home. He's in Toronto at a film festival.
That'll be helpful. Hey, can you unlock the front door?
Yeah. So I called my roommate and I was like, have you ever done this before? What do I do? Who do I call? And he's like, oh, yeah, man, I've done it before. You don't need to call anyone. You can just break in. And I was just like, how might one break in, per se, if I needed to break in?
How might one perform a B&E
yeah,
upstairs?
So, and then he explained to me how to do it. I got off the phone with him. I was in flip-flops, shorts, just a t-shirt. I proceeded to hop the front gate that has those like spikes on it, you know?
Sure.
Just go right around those.
Yeah.
Don't even have to touch them.
Okay.
Right over the gate.
Challenge accepted.
Then hop the pool gate. No spikes at all, so very easy.
The autistic 6-year-old got in your way. You knocked her
out
cold.
I knocked her right out. She peed everywhere.
and all over the place.
It was adorable and hilarious. And then,
but no one heard a sound, and you hid the body.
Yeah,
behind
well,
garbage.
I had to hide the body. I wanted to get ghost. So
days like that.
And then I climbed the two flights of stairs that lead up to the second floor balcony, which my room has a balcony. And then within like a minute and a half, I was out front of my room, like on the outside. I could see in. I left the light on for a burglar. It was nice of me. I could see all my shit.
Okay.
And then I popped out the screen, slid open my window, which does not have a lock on it, and vaulted myself through my window, shoulder rolled onto my bed, and in 4 minutes' time, I was back inside my house with my keys.
If I wasn't holding the mic, I'd be clapping. Good job.
Good job, and terrifying.
And what's
what if that wasn't me?
What's your address? Because now everyone knows how to break into your fucking house.
I didn't even need to tell people. That's the scary part. Like, I was dressed in flip-flops. I wasn't even outfitted for the occasion. I need to go into career of burglary is what I'm trying to say. That's my plan B. New plan B.
Fallback plan.
It was like, be a famous writer, teacher. Now it's be a famous writer, burglar. Maybe even the other way around.
Are you going to be the Hamburglar?
Again, I'm a Muppet burglar, if we've reached anything.
Burglar. I find the word burglar to be pretty fucking hilarious.
I find it difficult to pronounce, to be honest.
It's kind of hard to say.
Burgle. I like the word burglar.
I don't want the action to happen for me to be able to say this, but I want to wake up one morning, sit up, and go, I've been burgled.
That's
exactly. I have been burgled.
Yes. How dare you, sir? Burgle from me? Yeah, that's what I want.
That's pretty good.
I've never done that before, but apparently what I got that pit feeling in my stomach when you do something like,
sure,
I'm such an idiot.
Yeah.
And then I was back inside in 4 minutes and I was like, I don't need my keys ever again. All I need is car keys, really.
It's a little bit of a hassle, but
it was a workout. Honestly, that's my workout.
A 4 minute workout.
It was great.
Lie to yourself, like lock your keys in, and then you have to work out.
You have to work
you
out
can't
to get
be
in.
Like, I'm not going to the.
I'm
going to
make it
gym.
More difficult. So it takes 10 to 15 minutes. I have to do some pull ups or something.
You
like,
can start
climb
adding
a rope.
Extra layers of security that you have to get around. Like,
yes,
I'm doing the electric fence on Tuesday. I'm going to have to find out how to get it across.
I was really, I was really afraid someone was going to call the cops because they saw someone literally breaking in, not knowing it was me who lived there. I did it so quickly, I doubt anyone even noticed.
So this sounds just very typical and generic, and I'm super white, and this is so expected. But
okay.
I had a situation where I had a friend who needed me to get something out of their house. They were out of town. I don't obviously have their keys. They gave me a similar, like, this is how you break into my house. Apparently they already knew.
Is this common? Do people just know? Why have I never known?
I think... if you've lived at a residence for a long time, everyone's got their, this is how you get in.
Yeah.
This is how you get into my place. Usually it's something boring like the keys under the potted plant.
Yeah,
bullshit.
Use a key.
Yeah.
That's always been my thing. How do I get in? Use the key.
There is a moldy wall. Now, if you apply enough pressure,
you're going to go
right through. It's like, do you respackle it every time? I had a friend who was out of town. They needed me to get something out of their house. So they told me how to break in, and it involved, climbing up a scaffolding and then their window, like the lock is not, they don't have a lock or the lock's broken. And then there's like a lattice work, and then you can climb up that and then get in the window.
Okay.
So I'm climbing up the lattice work.
Yeah.
Spotlight. Cop. I got caught. Breaking into someone's house that I have no way.
It's not your house.
It's not my house, and I have no fucking way to prove.
I could call him on the cell phone.
Yeah, and then it's like, how does he know that the person I'm talking to owns the house?
Lives there.
There's no way to prove. Oh. So it was this huge, like, and so I basically, like, got scared and fell off the lattice, and then, like, I fell in the bushes, and then the cop, like, you know, it was a very serious situation. They got out of their car, yeah, and they had their, not, they didn't have their gun out, but they had their hand on the gun, yeah, and they were telling me to get on the ground and stuff, and I was like trying to explain it was a misunderstanding, and he, yeah, didn't, they don't give a fuck, like, no, until it's all settled,
yeah, yeah,
they,
yeah,
don't give a fuck, because they don't know what you've got, and they don't know if you've got a gun, so they've got to be all super pro about it. Anyway, long story short, after talking to the cop for like 20 minutes and him like letting me go, I got out of it, and I just explained like how silly the whole situation was, and I knew details about the house and things about like the other, you know, just, mm-hmm, all things that I would never know if I wasn't friends with this person. So I ended up getting out of it, but thus I tried it once, I got caught. So
wow.
However,
I'm glad I didn't know that story before I tried it.
That's to be said, I wasn't breaking into my own home. Maybe, yeah, you never get caught breaking into your, maybe, own home.
That's the
try your burglary skills at another residence, well, not mine.
I'll see you tonight.
Oh, you're gonna get caught, and not by cops, but by our landlord, and he's gonna
he's
gonna chop your, yeah, legs off and then throw you into the Moscow River, even though he's not from, yeah, Russia.
And then you'll explain in a very condescending manner that it was just a friend of yours who is trying, yeah, to, yeah, and then he'll chop your legs off.
He'll,
so,
we'll both be at the bottom of the Moscow River, which doesn't exist.
So me burglaring,
yeah,
my own apartment is really the, was the cherry on top of my week, of my,
we're
new,
going backwards, we're, yeah, pulling a memento,
yeah, is okay. My, it's really my new motto is don't give a fuck.
So
that's,
wait,
that's my new motto.
You're adopting a Chris Mertens motto from 2009 when, yeah, I worked with Max at WFTV,
yes,
Channel 9.
Yes.
Because my motto, my entire year and a half of working at that news station was don't give a fuck.
Yes. How did that work out for you?
It went great.
It went great!
It went so
great. If I would have known this beforehand, I would have been doing this for years.
Yeah.
This week has been one of the best. There's a very specific episode of Seinfeld called The Opposite, where George Costanza decides to do the opposite of whatever his natural impulse is.
Yeah.
Instead of tuna on toast, he orders chicken salad untoasted. Instead of coffee, he orders tea. That's what I've been doing all week. And I haven't been taking shit from people. I've just been being honest and upfront with them. Then the shit doesn't happen anymore. I heard about a promotion that was happening, like, it's my first week, you know? Normal me would have felt very...
I mean, that's a big faux pas.
Yeah. Well, I would have felt uncomfortable.
You've
because
already been hired.
I've been hired for been to hired. Do a specific job. And then I was asked by the person who's looking for a new assistant to find someone to interview for an assistant. And instead of doing what he asked me to, I found myself and put myself up for the position. I've always wanted to do that, but I've never really had the opportunity, or I just feel bad. It was great. It worked out great. The interview went spectacularly.
Not going to get the job.
I'm not going to get the job because it went so well, but that's beside the point. And then what else happened that, I mean, I burgled my own apartment. That was something.
That's not really an opposite though.
I would have waited for the landlord in the past.
Oh, that is okay. Yeah, yeah. No,
I never
works.
Would have tried to skip
burgle your own home.
Like jump in through my own window, pop the screen out and, yeah, stuff. That's not me.
For the coolness of the story, let's say you shattered your window with your elbow.
Well,
while looking away.
Well, there's two panes of glass. I had to shatter the first pane, pop the, you know, screen,
yeah, right,
out,
sure, yeah, yeah,
and then,
yeah, yeah,
and then I,
yeah,
just,
yeah, yeah,
I don't want to shatter both panes of glass because then, you know, bugs will get in and,
no,
stuff. And
you gotta
keep it locked down.
Keep the seal.
I'm cutting all my hair off tomorrow. I'm
what
doing
do you mean?
It. I'm buzzing my hair.
You're buzzing your hair?
Buzzing it off.
Not bald, but like an inch?
Like Jack from Lost.
Really?
Yeah. I'm going real short.
Okay.
Yeah.
See you tomorrow.
Yeah. It's the I don't give a fuck haircut. Because I'm going to wake up when I have that haircut. Done.
Yeah. You don't
Ready
gotta,
to go.
I mean, that's kind of a benefit that all guys have.
Yeah.
Unless they're Fabio or someone.
Yeah.
It's just like you don't give a shit,
yeah,
about your hair. You just don't do anything to it. And you wake up and you go.
Oh. So, you know, this whole week, just my whole attitude about things has been, I felt more free.
Yeah.
It's great. So I
have a theory of why,
it.
I have a
I
theory of why you do, why you're doing this. You're, everyone has their slums and their low points.
Mm-hmm.
And their moments of like, what am I doing with my life? Am I on the right course? Am I doing the right stuff? And I think what ends up happening is
people... I have that crisis about once every 3 months. So. Yeah. Yeah.
So I think what happened was it got too much for you.
Yes, it did.
You broke. You literally broke.
I did.
You never broke before.
I think it was during the middle of season 3 of Lost when I was unemployed.
You just fucking broke.
Yeah.
And then, and as all humans do, you rebuilt yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You reconfigured
we have the technology.
How things work.
Yeah.
You rebuilt. You rised out of the ashes.
Yeah, I feel like the $6 million man.
And now you've got a new configuration that you're going with, and you're going to give it a shot. And if it leads you into another slum 4 months, 5 months from now, you're going to break again.
Yeah.
And then you'll just rebuild and do another configuration.
Yeah.
That's how it works.
Yep. I've never
some
experienced this
before. Some people do it. They find the right configuration, they never break again.
Yeah.
So you're just going to find yours, and then that'll be that.
I'm hoping I get this job, because that would finally put me on the
what if
path.
You show up, and he's like, Brandon, come in immediately. We've made a decision, and they're going to hire you. And then you walk in, you buzzed all your hair, and then for whatever reason, he's like, ooh.
That's such a Curb Your Enthusiasm. God damn it. Bump, bump, bump.
Why that would happen, who fucking knows? Like, he really just doesn't like buzz
cuts. He hates
buzz
cuts.
Yeah. Creeps him out.
You had such nice hair.
You had nice hair. I wanted
to pet
it.
I thought you really gave a fuck.
Yeah.
I thought you really
clearly you do not give.
Damn it, it'll grow back.
Now, I cheated on my don't give a fuck because I had a safety net named Max.
Max, as you might remember from earlier episodes of this very podcast.
Yeah, who used to be a host and is not anymore.
He asked us to give him a shout out this episode. He was very upset that we didn't talk
about
him last
episode. Was he sullen and downtrodden?
He was downtrodden and maudlin.
He was maudlin.
He was maudlin.
That goes out to a special someone I now use and know what that word means.
So
shout out to Max. He's a great guy.
Yeah, he's a great guy, and he was your safety net, which
he was my safety
he
net.
Was even so greater a guy.
He
at
was
one point.
He was such a great guy. He
was such a great guy.
He was
a better guy.
He was a better guy than I was because, you know, he was selfless, and he'd say, "Hey, have you ever seen this show called Breaking Bad?" And I was like, "I never even heard of Breaking Bad." And he was like, "Why don't you watch the whole first season? I'll cut all your shows." We were editors at a news station. Done. And I watched it the whole fucking season in one sitting. In one sitting.
Paid to watch Breaking Bad.
Paid.
Which you do
cut,
for free, gladly.
And he cut all the shit for me. So, and he did the same thing for The Wire, like for the first few episodes of The Wire. TV's very important to Max, and if you haven't seen something that he knows that he's passionate about, he will go to the lengths of whatever the fuck it takes to make sure you watch it. He will pay you money to watch it.
Wow.
If it got down to that.
I need to get in on that.
Yeah.
Wow.
Just, you'd probably do it for free, but just pretend like you don't give a shit. Like, whatever show, it's like, hey, you should watch The Shield. And you're like, you know what? I really just couldn't be bothered to watch that.
Yeah.
But you would. But
yeah.
But act like you won't.
Yeah.
He'll be like, look, I'll give you $20 if you watch it. It's just like, it'll
That's
ramp
great.
Up.
That's great.
So he'll go out of it. He'll be fanning you with banana
so
leaves.
So now I think I have plans A through C. I think plan A is going to be burgle now. Be a burglar. Plan B... swindle Max out of money to watch TV shows and then write plan C. It's like an iffy plan now.
An iffy plan.
The burgling still sounds great.
And you know what'll happen because you don't give a fuck?
Yeah.
Plan C, the shaky, might write
that's
maybe.
That's
the one that's going to blow up.
Yeah. Well, I don't really care. So.
You keep on not caring because the second you care, the deal will fall through.
Couldn't care less. Zero
this
amount.
This is also advice for Max. Don't care anymore.
Stop caring.
Stop
he really
caring.
Needs to stop caring. He
and,
cares too much. It's
and so, really... and yeah, the short of it was that at Channel 9, I just didn't care, and I always knew he'd had my back.
That's great.
And it worked out great.
But that's a very Chris Mertens approach to the not giving a fuck plan, is not giving a fuck, but knowing... You don't have to give a fuck.
I don't have to give a fuck because someone else gives a fuck for me.
Yeah, damn it. You lucky son of a bitch.
Don't know if I have the courage to pull a 100% don't give a fuck.
Yeah. I mean, I would say I'm not at 100%.
You're not at 100%,
no.
But you're...
No one can be at 100% unless you're like a psychopath.
Yeah.
100% not giving a fuck is serial killer.
Sure.
And I'm not killing anyone.
But you are burgling homes.
I'm burgling homes. So I'm at like a solid 70%.
63, 4%.
Yeah. There, I think the last thing we left with the last episode we were talking about was we were going to see...
I want to update real quick.
Yeah.
I don't remember where we left off on my tech problems, and I know no one probably fucking cares, but just a super fast update.
Oh, yeah. This is good.
My display is fixed. My graphics card has been replaced.
Well, no one knows, but you had to get a new one.
I had to buy a new one.
Yeah.
And
on top of everything else.
The graphics card was... Actually, no one knows about this, so this would be news. Yeah. But it's like, basically, it turned out... I thought the graphics card was functioning a little bit after the electronic explosion that happened due to Jordan's...
The great electronic Jordan storm,
greasy,
2011.
His Butterfingers. And so... took it in to the guy. He looked at it. He was like, this is definitely fried due to a power surge. Because I thought maybe I was doing some overclocking. Yeah. Overclocking can be known to break graphics cards.
Yeah, just gets too hot.
Yeah, it gets too hot. It overruns itself. But the guy assured me that it was not overclocking and that it had been a power surge and it was fried. So,
wait, is your name Chris Mertens? You did this? Of course it's not your fault.
Yeah. So anyway, the graphics card broke due to the power thing. So that's an update. I had to buy a brand new one. It was very expensive. Not too happy about it. Mm-hmm. However, I have a graphics card now. I'm good. The screen was fixed. That's fine. Everything's fine. So I'm back to full operational status.
Well, for now.
For now.
Until I burgle your home later tonight.
And turn off the power cord. But I'll be okay because I bought a...
But you'll steal that. I'm going to steal the battery backup, obviously.
Son of a bitch.
I need a ballast so I can rappel down.
Yeah, right, okay.
It's obvious.
It's very heavy. Just a heads up. A warning to you.
Well, I mean, I've put on some pounds. I need something to balance my weight. Obviously, you've never burgled a home before.
I haven't.
You got caught.
I got caught. I was climbing a lattice, though, and that's a good workout.
The lattice we're climbing, that's something I'd like to aspire to.
There were thorns.
Honestly.
There were thorns. You got to watch out.
Yeah. I didn't really have many obstacles except for the 6-year-old autistic girl.
Who you took right out. So what was the last thing?
Well, we left. We were going to see Warrior. And we were very excited.
And we also saw Contagion after that.
Yeah. So first off, Warrior is fantastic. Please see it.
It's one of the best movies I've ever seen in my life. And I can only equate that to the emotional and physical experience that I went through watching it. I'm not a sports person. When I see people cheering at a screen over sports, it boggles my mind. When I was sitting in Warrior, it's basically mixed martial arts fighting, two guys fighting in a hexagon ring. I was shouting and cheering at the screen.
Yeah, we were sitting next to one another cheering.
Like, I mean, if all sports were shot that way, I'd be the biggest sports fan on the planet.
Yeah,
let's put it that way.
Great.
But yeah, so I had a very strong emotional reaction to it. I cried. I cheered. I laughed. I don't know. I was uplifted. And I was so in it. And I did the... You and I were doing the tandem skiing.
Yes.
Where we were leaning in. Yeah. During a fight.
Well, it's...
Lean back when the fight's going.
Yeah, it has such a great pace. You kind of know when you're about to get something great, and you're like so excited to get it. And
don't
want to
miss anything.
And then it ends. You're like, I need to take a break. That was great.
And the other thing we touched on was it's also a fucking amazing film for, and this is a this I'll just say minor spoiler alert, but it's in the trailer. So if you've seen the trailer, it's not a spoiler. They reveal that the two people in the film are fighting are brothers in the trailer. I knew that going in. When the movie reveals that they're brothers, I was taken aback.
Yeah, you shouldn't be. You've known it the whole time.
But I didn't.
But it was like the first time they'd ever said it. And you're like, you get this real... The whole film, you have these realizations about things that you kind of know are coming because it's a very standard underdog sports story. But it's two of them together... And the character work with the brothers and the father, it's so well done and so finely crafted. It just works. It's one of those movies that it's just, you tell people it's fantastic, you hope they go see it. If they don't, it's really their loss. Like, I'm not going to fight you to see it because...
You're not going to fight them
to see it. But I will fight you if you go see Contagion instead of Warrior.
Yes.
Which is such a shame.
Yes. Just a quick note on Warrior. Sorry to ruin your...
such a good segue.
It was a great segue. I wasn't done. But it...
Rarely are.
I talk too much. It's I won't say who plays the father because that was a surprise for me. I didn't know that. So I'll just leave it at father. But that it was two reveals, and it's just when the dad is, you know, the dad's dealing with one of the sons, and then there's this point in the movie where the dad goes to visit the other son, and I was like, oh yeah, they're fucking holy shit, they're brothers.
Yeah.
Oh god. Oh shit, that means, and then my brain had all these trips that were going where I was like, oh god, that means that blank 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 blank, and that means that if blank 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 happens, then blank blank blank. So it's like,
it shouldn't work that way, but it does. It does. It just works.
It does. And performance wise, I mean, just nominations all around for everyone.
It I don't think I. Again, if you haven't seen the trailer or anything, minor spoilers, like casting wise, but Tom Hardy is in this, who is playing Bane in Dark Knight Rises,
and that gave me a lot of a lack of faith for Batman.
Yeah, I haven't seen Bronson, and he's supposed to be amazing in Bronson.
He's amazing in Bronson,
and I think he's an amazing actor, but I didn't know about him playing Bane. I guess I just don't know a whole lot about Bane as a character. Seeing him in Warrior, he's going to kick the shit out of Batman.
Yeah.
Batman doesn't have a chance.
No. There's nothing he could do.
And it's... I'm so... It made me, like, excited for this movie. It made me excited about film, about that film in particular, and then about future films.
Yes.
Like, it's... Oh, it's so good.
Yeah. And Conan O'Brien is great.
Conan O'Brien is really good. I admit, I didn't think he could put on that muscle and build that mass up, but he really made me a believer.
And I started watching the show, and he, you know, he hasn't been talking about it. He's keeping it low
key. It's weird.
He's keeping it a low key.
It's a really weird vibe he gives off. It was the old...
You know, Conan O'Brien, believing that Conan O'Brien and Tom Hardy being brothers is a bit of a stretch.
Yeah, well, the only part that was weird in the film, actually, was when Conan did the string dance center mat.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was...
After he knocked someone out.
After he knocked someone out, it was really... It didn't feel in character. He pulled it off, I'll admit. He pulled it off, but it didn't feel, like, very in character.
Okay, so, Contagion.
Yeah, Contagion.
I was very excited to see that.
I was excited, because I like Soderbergh's work, and it's a virus film, and I'm a big... I think that the concept and premise is very interesting to me. Lots of great actors in it.
I mean, let's be super honest. It's a very basic concept.
Yeah.
Super virus wipes everyone out.
Yeah.
It's very simple. It's not that complicated, but it does have implications about where we're headed, our future, that we eat so many foods that have antibiotics in them that our bodies are like not going to be able to produce.
Mm-hmm.
It's like we're getting what I don't understand. It's like we're getting too
well as we cure
our immune
more,
systems are getting fucked up. Basically,
yeah,
we're forgetting what it is to be. It's like we can't go to, and that's why when people go to other countries,
well, just
they
the
get
viruses are getting stronger because we're killing. We have vaccines and we have antibodies for weaker viruses, but those stronger viruses are still able to get through. Like even if we cure like 99%, that 1% will get through. And it's going to be a super virus. So that's what Contagion looks at. Is this super virus kind of like the Spanish flu?
And right? I was excited for the movie because of the star power. That's all I needed.
Yeah.
Lawrence Fishburne, Kate Winslet, Jude Law. I'm in. Let's do this. And needless to say, it was a snooze fest.
It was not exciting. It was... I probably came out the most positive of the group. I still didn't enjoy the film. But I admired that it tried to do something, and that was just approach the film clinically and very just, it was just a cold, calculated take, and it was a very scientific feeling film. All the science felt good to me.
Yeah.
But that isn't something that interests me. As you can probably tell by us talking about Warrior like we just did, I need characters. I need emotion. I need to care. Yeah. And I didn't care at all.
No.
People were dying. And I'm like, yeah, that's a shame. And they're explaining the disease. And I'm like, cool, I guess. Yeah. I don't know. What am I watching? I don't care. It's like...
I think the biggest flaw is there's no main character. So the movie just shares equally, like, five different characters. And because no one's given any, like, greater amount of screen time, you don't have any time to get to know anyone. And then ultimately you don't care. And then for a movie where the stake is death...
Mm-hmm.
The stakes are just death. It's like...
Well, it's... The stake is, like,
Genocidal levels of death. And if you don't care about any of the people trying to stop the virus, then you don't... It's, like, kind of hard to care about anything at all that's going on. And, yeah, and the structure's weak, and it's just... Yeah, it's a snooze fest. So, skip it.
Skip it. Definitely skip it. I
would even go as far as to say don't even bother Netflixing it.
Yeah, I didn't really take away anything from the film either. That was that, like, I admired that it tried to do something, but then it made me hate it even more because it betrays what it tries to do. If it was only a clinical, like, just very antiseptic take on the concept, that would be one thing. But then there are moments in the film where it pretends like it's an actual movie with characters in it, where, like, Matt Damon is in a closet crying and you're like, but I don't care about him. And you're showing me that I apparently should have the whole time.
What happened that's making him cry.
Yeah, so it didn't stick to its guns. So then I didn't even know what to think. It just is a shame. I still like how Soderbergh shoots his films. I don't really like digital that much because it makes it too real for me.
Yeah.
But for this subject matter, him trying to make it as real as possible, I thought it worked really well.
Tomorrow we're seeing Drive.
Yeah, we are. So excited.
Excited for that.
So excited.
It's actually a little odd. Maybe that was a lie. Not excited because I know it's going to be just so great that I don't have...
Tune in next week.
Yeah.
When Chris hates Drive.
Hates Drive, yeah. I mean, who knows if it's... I mean, until you see it, you don't know if you're going to like it.
Yeah.
But... It just, everything about it looks so solid and so strong.
Yeah.
I don't really even understand my own emotion. I just don't have any reason to get worked up about it because.
Well, I feel.
It's just going to be great.
I feel the same way as if I've already seen it. I'm just excited to see it again. It's like if they re-release The Fountain or Sunshine in theaters.
Yeah.
I'd be really excited to see it knowing that I'm going to love it. Like, because I've already seen it. That's how I feel about Drive already. It's like, I can't wait to see this great movie tomorrow.
Yeah, yeah.
So
feel the same way.
I'm really excited for that. So you're now, I mean, your job is over.
Unemployed
today. So you're just kicking back. What are you doing next week?
Lots of Deus Ex.
Okay, still not finished with that game. All right. What are you? 190? 200 hours in?
I'm 50 hours.
50 hours in. That's double my playtime. Could have beat it twice. Could have beat it twice and had just as much fun. Honestly, probably twice as much fun. I'll be honest with you.
Right. To be honest, though, the reason it's been taking me so long is I've been working.
You've been doing other things.
And I've been doing other things, and I've been busy. And then I had the tech shutdown of 2011 where it halted all of my progress. And every single time I want to play, I can't because I've got something else going on. And then it's like, oh, I got to go to bed because I got to be up at work for a morning. And it's just like, I haven't fucking had just a time to fucking enjoy it. And so I'm going to just dive into that, finish it out like hardcore.
Mm-hmm.
Then Tuesday, Gears of War 3 comes out.
Oh, so there you need to really race to the finish because you got a new game on the horizon.
Yeah, I gotta finish it before Tuesday. So,
have you noticed what I was saying about Deus Ex? Have you noticed, because you're toward the end now? Have you noticed the ramp up in momentum?
Yeah,
and the kind of it the makes urgency, you feel like you need to be playing it faster.
Although it does hit these...
I know you probably haven't been, but you know you've been.
It hits these scene breaks where it allows me to get back into let's find out what are in these drawers. Where it's like it's ramping up, it's ramping up, it's ramping up, and then you and then like Megan Fly and then Antarctica. And then I'm like, okay, things are back to a nice even calm.
Not really the urgency I was talking about, but back to an even night. I gotta find out what's in these drawers. Man, I am very curious about, is this a credit chip? I haven't found one of these in minutes. God, I have so many credits. This is amazing. Where am I going to spend them all? In Antarctica? I don't think so. No.
Yeah, I might be playing the game wrong.
That is my favorite thing about the game is we had two completely different experiences and had just as much fun.
Well, I am making progress. I 100% switched over to action though.
That is a pretty cool thing that you
like did. I'm not even stealthy at all now. I was playing the whole first half of the game that way. Yeah. I'm just shotgunning everyone.
I mean, once you can launch explosive pellets from your chest
into a circle
of enemies.
So okay, we got to get off Deus Ex because everyone in our group I think hates the game via us talking about
they're
it.
They're idiots because the game is fantastic.
It's pretty
so
great.
About
now in chapter two. So I'll finish that. Yeah. Gears of War was kind of not even on my radar, as in like it's just another Gears game, not a big deal. Like I'll get it when I get it. Mm-hmm. Then it was my birthday, and then Max and Jordan were nice enough to get me the Super Ultra Collector's Edition that comes with a...
Max was just a generous fellow.
Yeah.
Just a great guy.
It's a figure of Marcus Fenix, who's the main protagonist of the game, and it lights up at night, like his armor with like the LED.
God, it's gonna
the
look blue, so good under like an inch of dust. It's
the
gonna
blue
look so
LEDs.
Good.
Yeah. So anyway, Super Deluxe Edition. So you know, instantly it's on my radar now because I'm gonna own it. Mm-hmm. And then the reviews started coming out. And I don't know if you've heard anything.
You sent me a review. I quickly archived it and haven't read it yet.
I'll give you the short and sweet. Right. It's supposed to be phenomenal.
Yeah.
Basically, Epic has grown in size. Like, since they started Gears of War 1, the company's literally grown fourfold. The budget on Gears of War 3 doesn't exist. There's no budget. It has an insane amount of people working on it. It's one of the most polished games that, like, some reviewers have been talking about. It's, like, one of the most polished titles they've ever seen in their lives. They can't really spot anything wrong with it.
Huh.
It has, like, one section in it that feels kind of... The pacing feels a little wonky, and it's kind of shitty, but it's a tight 10-hour solid game. There's nothing about it to complain about. Everything about it is well done. You can't find anything that's broken or wrong, and it's just a compelling, linear, fast-moving adventure that like is at breakneck speeds all the way to the end. And that's what all the reviews say, and they're just like, we can't find anything wrong with it, so 10. So all the reviews are like 9, 9.5, 10.
I mean,
9,
I know this
9.5, 10.
I know this is an audio-only podcast, but I don't know if you could hear it. My pants just blew off. I'm just in the nude right now. I'm shocked.
Yeah.
Cause I didn't really care for Gears of War 2. Gears of War 1, I played...
Pants blew off.
I played Gears of War 1, like, in one sitting with my college roommate. And it was like, that was fun. Short. Fun. Won't ever play it again. Like,
all right. Let me get your dick hard now. Here's how it's going to work.
I am in the nude.
So
the
here we go.
Skinny jeans have come
here's
off.
Here we go. There is a mech. A full-sized mech in the game. It's called the Silverback.
Yeah, like a gorilla. Got it.
Well, actually, let me 2 seconds rewind. You know the entire game is 4-player co-op.
Yeah, okay. I do know that.
So that's awesome. Except for like Left 4 Dead, and that's not a story campaign. It's
I mean,
just
I
like
wish I was
levels.
Unemployed.
I, just
the...
like there is seriously 100% 4-player co-op where 4 gears or cogs.
Mm-hmm.
Is it cogs or gears? I think either one works, but... Cogs or gears? That's
sure,
what
man.
The soldiers are... Yeah, man. I think that either or, but... well, my Gears of War cred is starting to go in the trash, but...
I swear, I'm getting the Marcus Fenix...
collector's edition. Uber collector's... So, there's 4 of you. So, anyway, there's a mech. It's called the Silverback. It's this massive thing where you have infinite chain gun ammo.
Infinite, sure.
Infinite.
Yeah.
One person drives...
Okay.
Its arms can be used as strong, like, one-hit kill, like, swiping, like, imagine, think Lord Sauron and Lord of the Rings.
Yeah.
Swiping enemies away. However, the arms can basically compact themselves into walls, slam down into the ground, lock into place, and then your team can take cover using the cover that you've provided. So the Silverback's guns are still fully operational, but it has side panels like wings. Imagine plane wings, but sideways.
So really all you had to say was the coolest thing imaginable.
Yes.
If you just said yes. coolest thing imaginable, yes. I would have said, oh, like a giant mech that can swing at people, has infinite ammo, and has walls for arms.
Yeah,
and
walls like, for arms.
How did you know that? Yeah. And I was like, coolest thing imaginable.
Yes, and so then what ends up happening is much like the Sparta, shift forward yeah. and lockdown, shift forward, lockdown. Yeah. This mech shifts its arms up, unlocks from the ground, moves forwards, locks into place, and all the gears have their backs to the
yeah.
cover, and they're all like, they're like running backwards and blind firing over the cover, and you're locking down into place.
That's
so with the Silverback, you're providing cover for your team while annihilating everyone.
That sounds awesome. It sounds awesome from the point of view of the person in the mech. And outside of it.
Yeah, because you have to coordinate because it's like, move forward. And then everyone goes forward and everyone starts pushing and the mech pushes forward. It's just going to be fucking sick.
Well, again, tune in next week where Chris hates Gears of War 3. So, I mean, it's going to be an experience. I think the last thing.
I really do wish you were unemployed too, though, because then you could come over.
Yeah.
Because Jordan and I are, that's our Tuesday.
Yeah.
Gears. Going to
play it.
All day. Adabar's not going to be happy.
Again, hey. I'm in the I don't give a fuck attitude. I might be sick.
Yeah, you might
just
be
saying
sick.
I might be sick.
Slash might be.
I'm coming down with a little case of the burgles. That sounds like a real disease. fuck, is that the burgles? Get out! That's very, very contagious.
That hasn't been around since 1923.
Good lord! Did you see Contagion? I hated it.
There was a case A and case B of burgles. Sounds like a bad case of B.
Yeah. Well. B for burgles. It's obviously case B. I think the last thing, the
H1N1 burgles.
Yeah. the last thing I wanted to,
even
to bring up is
it's not H1N1B. It's H1N1 burgles.
Is
and you know who you get it from the Hamburglar.
Well, obviously he's patient zero.
He's patient zero.
Get your hands off of my hamburger. the last thing I wanted to bring up is just it goes right in line with my new attitude, and I've made a point to myself to write more and just write more frequently. I've been writing a lot personally. I've been writing with my writing partner David.
You have shared writings.
We do a lot together, but I have a website of my own and I update it once every 4 months, 5 months, and it's useless to do that. So within the last week I've actually posted like 4 things, which has been great. And one of them
I took to heart.
Yeah, you did. It was called the canoe test, and I mean you should go to brandonleetenney.com and read it and then decide if you really want to test your relationship by renting a canoe.
Hint.
Yeah.
Spoiler alert. Don't do it.
I mean, I'll be honest with you, don't do it. Like, if you want your relationship to last, avoid canoes
at all costs,
entirely.
Unless
it's
you're
terrible.
In a canoe and they're in a canoe.
Unless you have to, unless the only way to save their life is to get them in a canoe, then you're going to break up anyway, but at least they're alive.
And you're
at
probably watching alive. The movie Rogue, which is fantastic, and you should watch it.
Yeah, is it like Carriers?
Have you not seen Rogue?
I've never
seen
it.
You know what this is?
I don't know.
There
what
is I have it on
is
good
this,
authority.
Is this like Biker Boys
no.
and Fled?
No. And I haven't watched Fled yet, but I'm pretty excited. No. This is legit advice. Rent, Netflix, watch, whatever, a movie called Rogue. It is a crocodile killer movie, like think Lake Placid, but
it air on Sci-Fi Channel?
No.
I'm in if it did.
No, it didn't.
I'm out.
But
I'm back in.
It's got the guy from Limitless,
Bradley Cooper.
Bradley Cooper's the main character.
I'm in. All right.
Sam Worthington is in it before he was famous.
Okay. I'm a little bit out. But
it takes place in Australia.
I'm back in.
And I forgot who the girl is, but she's smoking hot.
Well, this is the clincher. I could be out.
I think she's the main lead from Silent Hill.
She is hot. I'm in. I'm definitely
I think
in.
It's her.
It's not going to be her, but
I think it's
also,
her.
Also, it's not going to involve crocodiles of any kind.
No, it might.
Or
might.
A canoe or water.
No.
That's what's going to happen.
Listen.
Rogue is a deep-seated character piece. It's a noir, actually. About an old man.
In the North Sierra Alps.
Damn it.
No, and so all I want to say, though, is Rogue is actually fucking amazing. All
right.
It's not Lake Placid. It's not stupid. It's actually really fucking intense, and the graphics on the alligator are shockingly good. And it is actually a nail-biting, suspenseful ride.
Great. Well, there's your recommendation for the week, Rogue. My recommendation? Don't give a fuck.
You don't care.
I don't care.
You just don't care.
I'm not going to give a recommendation.
Are you going to post this podcast?
Maybe.
Do you care at all?
If you're listening to it right now, then I must have cared a little. Or I didn't care about not caring about caring about the podcast.
Or do you care enough to eat tonight?
I am pretty hungry. And I do want a beer. That's really the one thing I'm caring about right now.
All right, so this is what you're going to do on Tuesday.
Yeah.
If you don't come down with a case of the burgles.
What, which you, is highly... I can feel my skin start to crawl.
Then in that case, you've got an important run to do, and it's in...
That's true.
And it's that far away.
It's really... I mean, it's the
only...
It's
in San Clemente.
You would think they would have legal-sized office paper in every Staples, but it's only in Marina Del Rey.
Yeah.
That's weird.
The only one.
Really strange.
And it's also weird. If you look on Google Maps, Marina Del Rey, if you look at the address, it's my address.
It's really strange.
It's weird.
Well, it's like a portal system. It's the first in the world, really.
So you're going to Marina Del Rey.
Yeah.
But yeah. You're going to be...
Well, I like to take public transportation because I'm a green PA. I like to keep the environment
okay,
clean.
Great.
Yeah, so I'll see you there.
So I'll drive the Silverback and you'll be there and we'll shoot Locust together.
I'm really excited about this.
It's going to be great.
It's a great plan. Love you, Max.
Love you.
This one went out to you.
Bye.